Vanessa Sanger. How are you, my darling? How are you going today?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Fabulous, fabulous, my dear. Thank you so much for being part of the program with us today. It's a pleasure to have you on, and your fabulous music muster, which unfortunately, due to awful weather, has been postponed.
Tell
us a little bit about the muster, first of all, for the benefit of the listeners that have tickets for that, because it hasn't been cancelled, it's just been postponed.
Absolutely. Look, Maxwell Muster has been going since 2019, and being a local girl from Maxwell, I always wanted to bring music back to the to Maxwell, because I'm a country artist myself. So that was my thing. And hooking up with none other than Glenn Albrecht up here in Queensland, we decided to join forces and take a muster back to Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And it was sensational in 2019. 2020, we actually finished 2020 and COVID hit. So we were like hightailing it back to Queensland. But this year, the muster, I actually wasn't going. I cancelled last year and I wasn't going to do this year, but in support of Glenn and all his fans, they just rallied around after his sudden passing and said, come on, Vanessa, you can do this. Yeah. We can pull this muster together this year.
Yep.
And I went, okay. So I did, and I pulled it together, and then these flights hit, and I went, okay, I'm not going to cancel. I'm going to postpone it.
So
that's what we've decided to do.
When's it postponed till? Have you got an actual date again for the benefit of our listeners?
Absolutely. We're going to actually postpone it until the 1st to the 7th of November.
Uh-huh.
And that is straight after Clarence Valley Muster, which is held at Ulmarra in Grafton.
Right.
So that I looked at the logistics of where musters were on and in New South Wales and Queensland. I thought, where can I fit this in that's going to work? So I thought straight after Ulmarra, like, was perfect. People are heading south. They're travelling. They can just travel down the road, hopefully, and come to Maxwell and support Maxwell Music Muster.
Fabulous.
So,
fabulous.
That's what we picked.
So it didn't go ahead last year because of COVID. Did it go ahead the year before or no?
Yeah, 2020 was the last. We were the last muster to actually happen before COVID hit and wiped everybody out.
Okay.
So, yeah, Maxwell was in March in 2020, and as I said, we had to hightail it back because they were closing borders and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good. We had a great time.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, look, I'm so glad that you postponed it and didn't decide to cancel, because I do know, we won't lean on the negative, but I do know that Glenn passed recently this year, and it must have been really difficult for you to decide whether or not to go ahead with it. But obviously a lot of people decided.
Glenn's illness was very short and sudden and devastating to myself, family, and a lot of his music friends. And he was such a legend in the country music scene. He just played that guitar like it could sing. He could sing. He was just amazing. Yep. And it was devastating that we lost him in January this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the support from his fans and people that, know that our connection together on stage as duo just went, you can carry on. And his wish to me was, I don't want to be known as this type of person that died from this. I want to be known for my music. And can you do that? And I went, if that's what I can do for you, that's what I'm going to do for you. So Maxwell Music Muster is going to be held every year in Glenn's honour from this day forward.
Well, you've got the support of so many people too, like Rob Breeze, for example, and you've got Glenn Field and Hastings Entertainment. They sort of jumped in and said, look, we're going to make this happen. You just sit back, relax, leave it to us, which is that's the sort of guy that Greg is. He's just
absolutely.
He works tirelessly and really gets behind his acts that he supports and promotes.
And this time last year we were at Beaten Track Studios with Breezy, recording our duet album, which was bittersweet memories that came up over the last few days.
Yes.
But big shout out to Rob Rees out there in Tamworth. He worked tirelessly on our album. It is a fantastic album. We're up for People's Choice Awards this year at Tamworth.
Yes.
So if you need an album recorded, go to Beat and Track Studios out there. He will look after you.
Absolutely.
And Greg, like, he just, like, we come from the same town. So we grew up in the same town. We're pretty much all family down there. And he just jumped on board sponsoring stages and then said, rang me after Glenn passed and said, can I name the stage after Glenn? I said, absolutely.
Absolutely.
They're going to put Glenn on a big truck, drive it up and down the highway. I said, the guy is just famous. He's just going to love all this attention, which is fantastic, which he deserves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he'll be looking down and saying how proud he is of you and all the boys and Rob and also Greg Field and Hastings Entertainment for making it all happen. Now, what about you as a performer yourself? Because the last time we spoke, you said that Glenn had organised a solo album for you. Is that right?
Well, see, that's what I didn't know. Just before Glenn passed away, he whispered in my ear and said, I've organised with Breezy for you to do a solo album. I said, I beg your pardon? Like, he goes, it's all done, it's all dusted, I've sorted it, you're going to do one. And I went,
wow,
okay. Like, and that's the kind of person Glenn was. He was so big-hearted and so just a gentleman and a brilliant guy, and I was blown away, and I can't wait to start the album down there with Breezy and Beat and Track Studios. It's going to be a cracker. It really is. Unfortunately, Glenn won't be there to play, but he'll have some signature sounds from his guitars played on that album, I'm guaranteed.
Fabulous. So have you got any idea what sort of tracks you're likely to be putting on the album?
Well, you know, my signature song, which both Glenn and Rob Breeze tell me is my song, is Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette. So that's one song that's going on the album. The rest of it I don't know just yet, but Breezy and I are working on a few things. He said, oh, can I sort of dig around and find some songs for you? I said, yep, go for it, because I'm not sure. We've only just done the duet album, so I wasn't actually 100% sure of what I would do on a solo album, but I'm sure it will be great, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So just for the listeners, what are your influences? So Tammy Wynette, I guess, and
Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, all of those, Terry Clark, George Strait, you know, the classics, the great artists, you know, the great artists that have country music in their blood, in their bones, you know, that. And, you know, that's what Glenn and I, that's why we connected so much, is because, and also with Rob Rees as well, we love that country stuff, that real country stuff, and we want to push forward and promote that and keep that alive.
Fabulous. So are you going to have any, is it just going to be a covers album, or have you got a lot of originals that you're going to record on it?
Oh, there could be a couple of originals. You know, I've started to write a few words, and I know that Mr. Kelly Dixon, who wrote Yesterday's Roses, which is our signature song on our album, Yesterday's Roses, he has given me a few words as well. And he actually wrote a beautiful, beautiful tribute to Glenn at his funeral. And that might get turned into a song as well. So there's a few things in the pipeline.
Well, it sounds fabulous, Vanessa, and I just can't wait. I hope that when you get this project finished, you'll get a copy of it to me so we can put it on the air and let the listeners hear it. And
absolutely.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that for you, and also for Glenn, because, I'm going to be playing a few of the songs over the next few weeks off the off the Yesterday's Roses album. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of stuff out there of you. There's a lot of stuff that you've done in performance mode, but no studio stuff, which is really what.
And I'm a late coming to the scene until I met Glenn. So, you know, now's the time to move forward and grab that dream and go forward and make him proud, because that's what he wanted me to do.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, my friend, my darling, I can't wish you anything but all the success. You've got a lot of support there behind you to make sure this muster is a huge success for Glenn. He's going to be smiling at you and saying, "That's my gal." And thanks so much.
He is going to be smiling, absolutely. And in saying that, I've actually just realised that the Tuesday that we kick off for Maxwell Music Muster is Melbourne Cup Day in November.
Okay.
And last in 2020, we ran a pony hop thing in the hall, and Glenn and Rob Breeze were partners. Breezy, I ain't going to be your partner, but you might have to find somebody else. But I reckon that can be really good for a Melbourne Cup thing. So, we've got some really good things coming up for Maxwell Music Muster.
So you got a lot of, apart from the fabulous talent, and we did have the Silver Line on last week, and what a fantastic duo they are. Apart from that, you got a lot of other great stuff. You've got Sarah Savannah. Who mm-hmm. else? You've got the Silver Line, as I said.
That's right.
Tom Wagner, Jack Laurie, mm-hmm. Vanessa Byrne. So it's a huge lineup of singers, and you got a lot of fun things planned. So I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous 5 days. You got a couple of days planned where there's some open mic, which is going to be great. And then you've got the main acts, which are going to run over the next few days. So for anybody who wants to find out about the muster, what's the best way they can do? I've got your mobile, but it's up to you whether you want to give that out as a contact to the muster or your web address. What's the best way for people to...
Look, either way, I'm happy for people to call me on the mobile number.
Okay.
That's fine, no worries.
Okay.
Do you want me to say
you can do it. Yeah, why not?
So my mobile number is 0402